you couldn't even wipe your ass.
Yes, welcome back to FPL Juice, your place to come for Let's Squeeze of all your favourite bits.
What?
From your game.
What?
And our juicy game.
Huh?
The prize.
What have you done there?
The thing.
Why did you
SFS.
Do that?
SFS. Huh? Scout. What? Who? Hub? What? That's
done?
Right. It's time for FPL Juice. That is Ash. He's wearing a hat.
I'm so thrown off right now. Why did you do that?
Just mixed it up, mate.
Don't ever do that again.
All right. Welcome back to FPL Juice. Your favourite place to come for all the squeeze juicy bits from your favourite game, Mad Owls Fantasy Premier League.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right.
That's better. That's much better. Don't ever go off script again.
Sorry.
That's thrown us all off. Yeah, and this absolute sausage boy is Nick coming up. Wait. Hey, check it. Yo, welcome to the show. Game week 37. Let's see how we flow. Teams in the mix, watch how they go. Points rack up, that's how we grow. But hold up. We are look ahead. Game week 38. Changes in the head. Strategy set. Gotta move like lead.
Yo. For real.
Man, we never stop. Always stay ahead. Yeah, we grind. We flex. We rise. Big moves. Big teams. No surprise. In the game, we strategize. Now let's see who takes the prize. Game week 37. But we thinking about 38. Make their moves. Don't hesitate. Changes on deck. We set the fate. Let's get the points. We don't wait. Screw. Get me.
Thanks, Ash.
Lyrical genius.
Then we'll check in once more on the Legends League. As we come to the end of the season, there's one more game week to go. Who's going to take the overall top spot? And more importantly, who's going to win that last signed football shirt? Courtesy of our amazing sponsors, SFS.
Yes. It's time. The final clash. Ash versus Nick. Season finale. It's about to get thick. Two kings step up. Draft on deck. Who you riding with? Place your bet. Check. Whose side you repping? Who got that fire? Only one can rise. Only one go higher. It's going down. No cap. No lie. Find out tonight. We settle in the tie.
Scrib up.
Get me.
Nice one, Ash. Thanks for that.
Welcome.
Then on the top three, we'll be picking to decide the best ever TV adverts. So we'll have lots of fun doing that. James, I'm sure, will be able to do some visual wizardry pull up the ads so you know what the hell we're talking about.
100. Yo, all of that and more, don't even stress. But let's talk about my head. It's a huge damn mess. Small brain, big ego, I'm running the game. Melon head, sure, but you'll know the name. Shout to the chat, you're keeping it real. I'm out here flexing, you'll know the deal. Snatched my bro's top 10K. Now I'm all in his face, left him salty while I celebrate flexing with no grace.
Yeah.
That's not...
Bars.
That's not...
Yeah, bars.
That's not the lyric. They can't be the lyrics.
Real rip-raw bars. Thank you for that. Thank you.
That's not factually correct in those lyrics.
Thank you for everyone joining us tonight. It's a very special juice. We don't have a guest, but we have the draft. Oh.
What are these? Oh, captain's armbands.
We've got captain's armbands for our captains when we pick them. So there's going to be some picking, obviously. Ash versus Nick, or Nick versus Ash for the literate out there. It's a big, big weekend coming up. Not this week, but the one after. Obviously, game week 38, we're a little bit keeping an eye on that. There's going to be lots to come and unfold. But then the real drama is going to happen on what would be game week 39. But it is Ash versus Nick.
What's that?
It is time for the grudge match of all grudge matches.
Well,
tonight, we have 35 souls that have signed up for the match. We've got players, we've got managers, we've got backroom staff, we've got medical-ish assistants.
We've got media, we've got water boys and girls.
We've got it all going on.
The shebang, haven't we?
So we're going to split them up and then we're going to see what squads we end up with.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully when they clash head-to-head, we'll come out on top.
Yeah, it should be pretty damn amazing. Shout out to everyone in the chat. Really appreciate your support. I know you've all joined us, so you can find out which squads everyone's in. But if you'd be so kind as to like the stream, subscribe to the channel if you haven't already. And do share the show with all your friends and family on X or on your social media accounts. Just give it a little retweet from our account. Let's try and get as many people on. And we do need to stress as well, if you do want to be a part of this charity game next, is it Saturday?
Yeah.
Is it Saturday? Next Saturday, there's still time. 7th of June. There is still time on the 7th of June to play. So I know I messaged Mo this morning and he forgot to sign up. He's going to be, he's in as a manager. So he was like quickly signed up. A few people have signed up late. If you want to sign up, there's still time. Head to the link in the video description down below. Get signed up and you'll be in the draft very, very shortly.
True. That said, if we do have one or two late entries, I'm sure we'll find a spot.
Just message us.
We'll find a spot. Sorry. Yeah. Everyone's welcome. As we said, there's no egos apart from mine and Ash's against each other, but there's no, nothing but good vibes. Isn't that right?
Good vibes only, 100%.
Right. Do you want to say hi to everyone in the chat? I'm seeing some, I can see Darnish there. Good evening. BW Splitter. Delia, how are you doing? Delia, Ash is still above you in the Pundits League. I'm getting quite concerned. I need you to write that wrong in the next week, please.
The Gyaldem. It's not happening.
The Gyaldem. Are you picking the teams today? We are, absolutely.
I like that name. The Gyaldem.
Yellow Army, Roberto, how are you doing? He's going to miss it, unfortunately. Then we got Dan Dave in the house.
Dan's coming down from Brum.
Plonka, yes, man, Dan. Like Plonka. Yo, yo. Is Plonka signed up? He should be. Yeah, I'm sure he was. Lovely stuff. Ash, I can't scroll up.
There's loads
further.
More. We've got Glasto, Mike Halpin, evening everyone. Meerkat, good evening. George Bailey's here. Evening old Heather's here. Black Box is here. Wonder where I'll get drafted, he says. Michael Svedin's in the house. Champ Man, Savage. Yes, guys. How's it going? Niall Plume, evening all. FPL Maggot, James Jury, Iceman, is in the chat. Everyone's waiting to get to find out which teams they're on for next week. Jamie Hayes, let's go. How's everyone doing? He says, RL, Geddy. Loads of you guys. Napstars, evening all. Yastar, Sam Elliott. Loads of you. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. And sorry if I've missed your names. Do get involved in the show chat throughout the evening.
Lovely stuff. Right. Well, to kick things off.
I see that. George Gavin, man like Ash, you ain't trying to scuffle, G. Got more rhymes than the non-existent shuffle T.
Yeah.
That you booked that never turned up three times.
Listen, he ducked it.
Absolutely.
What can I say?
Wasteman for a ducky.
He knew. He knew what was good for his career.
He didn't want this fire.
Nah.
He didn't want
that's fire in the booth, my guy. That's fire in the booth, my guy.
No.
Shuffle didn't want
that. Yeah, all that. All that stuff. It's a whole thing. As I always like to say. And Ash, let's have a look at our teams because we're halfway through game week 37. So we'll do a quick little check in before we move on to the main course.
All right.
That's it. Because, we're not going to give away. Oh, because
there's games happening tonight in there.
Yeah.
Yes, Colm, give the stream a like, people, please. The police just turned up at my door after those gunshots. Cheers. Do it again. To be fair, it's close to Luton, so. Actually, where are you now?
Smoke weed every day.
Where are you, Roberto?
This man is insane. Take him away.
What's going on now? Right. Let's have the teams up, please, then, James. So, Ash, you did a -4.
Did I?
And you've bench boosted. But
oh, yeah.
Still have less currently than most people.
Do I?
Yeah, you're on 44.
I don't know.
You're on 43.
Am I?
You're on 43 currently.
Am I still playing this game?
You got your bench boost with Shalaba, who's not even playing.
Oh, yeah, typical, yeah. Shalaba, Chelsea keep a clean sheet at home to Man U and no Shalaba.
I keep telling you not to play him. I don't know why, you do this.
He's played like every game of the last 10 games. He gets dropped. Like, unbelievable.
So the interesting thing is going to be for your team now. Obviously, you've still got five to play, including your captain. But I feel like De Bruyne's definitely going to play, right? Because
yeah, it's his last game.
It's his last game at home.
Yeah, 100%.
Haaland, feel like he's got to play.
Haaland has to get me some returns.
The question is whether Crystal Palace rests some players after their exertions. Congratulations, Palace, by the way. What a great game that was. Oh, my God. And I do feel a little bit like Palace got away with a red card for the
massively.
Keeper. But
do you think it should have been red?
But I mean, you know, maybe take that off. Just one less charge for Man City, I think. Who cares? When it's Man City, you just got to like Love it.
Mm.
You deserve that.
It has been a year of the underdog. I was literally cheering and clapping when Palace scored that goal. Oh. And when they won as well. I don't want to see these. City and Arsenal, Liverpool winning all the trophies every season.
No.
This has been great watching like Newcastle win, Palace win.
It means and then so much
some
more.
Some dead teams are going to win the Europa Conference League as well. Like,
oh, God.
You know what I mean? So I think, yeah, man. Henderson won.
Europa League, you mean?
Whatever.
It might be.
Europa League?
Europa League is...
Oh, yeah. Conference is Chelsea.
Conference is Chelsea. So, yeah.
But, yeah, that Henderson one...
KDB starts.
He should have been sent off 100%, but we don't care. What I liked, though, was Dean Henderson's interview after when they asked him about it. He was like, I just don't care. He's like, I'm not asked.
Yeah.
But also, I'm not bothered, he said.
When Pep was having a bit of a dig at me at the end, I was thinking... That is nothing. He can't. It's not his decision. What do you want him to do? He's not deliberately cheating.
Yeah, it's not his fault.
He's just like made a split second decision. It's like Pep needs to like sort itself out.
Yeah, he's a chirp.
They didn't create enough.
Yeah.
Listen, you're dumb. If you think Doku is going to do anything for you after watching him all season, just trip over the ball and sprint into dead ends.
Mm.
I'm sorry. You got Jack Grealish. I'm not saying he's the best player in the world, but you got Jack Grealish. You're not even going to give him a game. Mm. You're going to bring on some kid that's never even played for you before, making his debut in the FA Cup final. I'm sorry.
They should have scored. They made enough chances. Henderson had the game of his life.
They made a few good chances, but then, you know, Palace had a goal ruled out, just obviously rightly offside, but still, I feel like it was a bit of a, like, I know Man City had more possession, but you know when sometimes you watch a team, and if it's against your team, you think, oh my God, they're going to score any minute.
Mm.
But sometimes you watch a team and you think, they could play for another 2 hours. They ain't going to score.
Yeah.
Even though they're making chances, got possession, blah, 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 blah. Arsenal do it a lot.
When Marmoush missed the penalty,
you think they're just not going to score.
When Marmoush missed that penalty, you knew it was Crystal Palace's day.
Yeah, great save.
Unbelievable. First of all,
Haaland.
What is Haaland bottling it for?
Haaland should have.
He's their penalty taker. Yeah. Why did he bottle that?
He should have scored the rebound as well.
Shocking.
Anyway, back to tonight. So, yeah, you've got five potential.
So I'm on 43 points. So I'm still on a green arrow. And I've still got...
You hit bench boost. I should bloody hope so.
Yeah, what? I've still got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 to play.
Five in your captain. So 6 technically.
Five in my captain. So I'm going to have a good week. I'm going to comfortably finish inside the top mil this season. which I think is an achievement. Why are you laughing?
An achievement for who?
I've had to have Haaland in my team all season. Like
you made
you think this is some sort of like amazing victory beating me, which you're right to think that because it is a real like a task to beat me. But this is hollow. This is a hollow victory.
Or
for you.
Eze and Mateta benched.
Are they actually?
Yeah. That means I've got Kerkez coming off the bench.
Oh, fuming. This was the wrong week to play a bench boost.
Do you think? It's almost like you should have picked a double game week.
Yeah. I mean, there was supposed to be one in 36, weren't there?
Who did you listen to? Listen to the wrong sources, mate. Got to keep in with Ben Crenny,
my
mate.
Brother.
He'll keep you on. Yeah. Well, he's the only one with any knowledge in the family. Listen, it's been a disastrous season for you. It's the fourth. So since we've been doing the show,
they'll come on and score.
You've lost 4-1-1. That's your record against me.
And you counting this season?
Including the season.
Yeah, so you're counting this hollow victory. This absolute.
What hollow?
Like, well, it's like having a boxing match with like a quadriplegic.
Can't say that.
Of course you can. I'm not saying anything bad about quadriplegic. In fact, I love quadriplegic. I give a lot to the quadriplegic community.
That's racist.
And it's like you punching them in their wheelchair. You know what I mean? And you going, yes, I've won. I've won the belt. I've won the championship. That's what you've done to me this season.
I don't think so.
So don't celebrate. No. That's nothing to celebrate. Hollow.
You're just crap. Right, let's have a look at my team, please.
Yes, really.
Let's have a look at my plane, please, James.
The Dopey Albino. Wow, that is you can't say that.
Oh, yeah. So look, Munoz. Well, it sounds like he's playing, so that's a positive. Vardiol, De Bruyne and Mateta left, and then I'm going to get Kerkez on the bench if Mateta doesn't come on by the looks of it. But
look at the jam, like Konza.
How's it jam?
So stinky.
Sorry.
Bro.
How's it jam to pick a...
That is jam.
To pick a Villa player?
Because you were saying before, you tweeted about it, Konza's boring, blah, 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 Konza this, Konza
he scored,
that.
He scored like two goals in his last 5
points. Like, yeah, so good jammy. Player.
Playing against Spurs. Mate, you got to target the bad
Everyone
team.
Knows Shalabag's a better player than Konza. Everyone knows that.
Well, I don't think the England manager does because he's definitely
Which one?
Not getting ahead of him.
He's German, Tuchel. What's he like?
How many racist comments are you going to throw out?
I'm trying to do as many as I can in 10 minutes.
It's interesting.
Here we go again.
So let's see how it goes. But this is going well. I'm currently about 80k, I think.
Are you?
Oof, wow. Actually, I'll tell you what.
This is almost a PB. What? Do you remember that time you finished, what was it? What's your highest finish ever? 50?
30k. So it's not going to, I don't think I'm going to get up to there, but
yeah,
a lot of people still.
You'll never reach those heights. You'll never get a top 10k like me.
But I'm thinking, yeah, this is my dilemma. I feel like a fancy Semenyo for the last week. So I might bin off KDB because I don't like having him as a player. I'm sure we're blank tonight. That's me trying to jinx it a little bit. But I don't like owning KDB. It was a mistake to buy him. I wish I hadn't, but here we are. So
who have Bournemouth got final game then?
They have an easy match. Hold on.
Is it one of the bottom three? Because that's... Or Tottenham. That's what you want.
It's the bottom three or slash the bottom four.
I think Heather's got the wrong channel.
Heather, Saka for game week 38 or not? Heather, it appears you're asking for advice. Can someone just inform Heather of the type of show that we produce here?
I think he will play, and obviously Southampton is an easy game. Bournemouth, sorry, Ash, got Leicester at home, so it's a nice fixture.
Who they got? Leicester at home.
Oh, yeah, okay. But I feel like Arsenal, Southampton away... I don't know. It's just you never know what's going to happen. I think they could easily give Nwaneri 45 minutes because he's contributed a lot this season. So I definitely wouldn't bring him in. I think there's a lot better options out there. But I think I'll just go. You just want to go for players that are going to get minutes in 38. There's going to be a few random.
Are you not going to go for like a little naughty one, like a little differential final day diff, just to see if you can climb up and get even kind of remotely close to my top?
Probably.
My
best the tricky game is Liverpool Palace, right? Because you don't know who's going to turn up and you don't know who's going to play.
Well, you'd think it'd be both B teams,
thank you,
wouldn't you?
Yeah, but I am going to go. I'll go left field. You know, I like last year I brought in Mahrez and captain, or 2 years ago, brought in Mahrez and captain. And
yeah, it didn't really work out.
And it didn't work out, no. Did it? He started and I celebrated, but yeah.
I'm 90k, Nick, not far behind you.
Yeah, Roberto, shout out for your, I've seen your thumbnail today for a video, which apparently he's made 70k a thing. He's put, can I get a, it was like top 70k finish, ? Yeah. Which I'm not sure, Roberto, you can start inventing milestones at this stage in the game, but fair enough. I see what you've done there. Great bit of a clickbait. Mm.
Who's been your who's been your best pick this season, player-wise? Who have you enjoyed owning?
Well, obviously Salah. Who have I enjoyed owning the most?
Yeah, no, Salah's easy. Like, everyone had Salah. Yeah, but who have you enjoyed owning the most? Henderson. Yeah, you're so predictable.
Mate, because it was just so easy to pick. And I know Sells started at the same price and has scored more than him. But Henderson just suddenly, like after about 10 games, just started rocking up week in, week out. Clean sheets, penalty saves, save points, bonus. Just an absolute legend when I needed him the most. Wissa and Bowen.
I was going to say Bowen. Since I brought Bowen in, he's returned literally every week. He's so underrated because he plays in such a terrible team.
You want to talk about a talisman?
Bowen is the guy.
Bowen is the guy. He drags that team to personal results every week because it's too much for him to get West Ham winning at the minute. It's a struggle, but he's been fantastic. He's been a fun own.
Mm.
I think Kirk
cares,
obviously.
This is the sort of season I've had. This would go to show the sort of season I've had. Sells has probably been other than Bowen, it's probably been the best player to own since I brought him in. Because he's just been that underrated, just slowly chipping away, getting those sixes and then getting the bonuses as well.
Yeah.
He's been really, really good.
He's been nice. I think there's a lot of undercover play. You know, like Aina as well did well for you at the start of the season, didn't he?
I'd never had Aina.
Did you not?
Oh. No. No. Ahmad was good. When I had Ahmad, he was really
those
good.
Those 2 weeks he was good for. Do you know who I quite fancy? But it's a tricky one.
Oh my God. Not looking at my team, I had Kelleher once.
Yeah. There you go. I remember you bringing him in and then Alisson got fit straight away, didn't he? You had him for 1 week. Forest Chelsea's becoming a bit of a Champions League playoff game, isn't it?
Yeah.
So it could be a tight game. Mm. But I think Morgan Gibbs-White is looking great.
Yeah.
I hope Man City don't get him.
Yeah, they'll ruin him.
They'll just ruin it. Become another Delph, another Grealish, Rupa, another like, they just kill players.
Phillips.
Yellow Army there. Who remembers when Ash had
Ned?
Ned.
Honestly, like a cooled spring. He's gonna pop in game week 38. You'll see. He's gonna deliver the goods. I'm telling you. Mate. It's coming. It's been coming all season.
I've heard that. Roberto. I heard that since game week 2 when you brought him in. Was it Matty Cash got injured and you were like, yeah, Ned.
Yeah, Ned.
Mate, Ned's...
Old type big Ned. Oh, Ned's Ned Flanders gonna, coming into the business. It. Yeah. City will sign him and ruin him. Yeah, really, 100%.
I really hope not. But yeah, it could easily be. In the chat, guys, let us know who you're... Like, not obviously easy to go your top points.
Yeah,
for,
not Salah, not like...
Who's been your like personal... You've got a soft spot in your heart
personal
for
fave.
This season.
Bowen needs to go to a proper team, says Jonathan Shirley. Yeah.
So yeah, we'll see what happens tonight. Like, and Luton. Then obviously we've got game week 38 to contend with. So little way to go, but it's it's been a fun season, unless you're Ash. Right, should we have a look at the Legends League, please, James?
Yeah, why not? So is there one?
Cunha's a good shout for fun players to own during the season.
Yeah.
Really Eze, yeah, another great one.
Wood. Yeah, Wood's been good. Rice. I said Rice. I wish I bought him in. I wish I bought him Rice when I bought in Martinelli.
He's added goals.
Anyway, this is the Juice Legends League. The best mini league in the world, sponsored by our good friends. Signed football shirts. What is it they do again, Nick? Signed football shirts?
Oh, SFS.
Yeah. Signed football shirts. What is it that they do as a, like, for a living, like their job, like
SFS?
Their little thing,
Originally, I'm sure you were familiar. SFS. Three words for you, Ash. Three words for you.
Hopefully, it's signed football shirts.
Sock finding Scotsman.
Right. Okay.
Now, of course, don't need to tell you, Ash. You went to school in Luton. You know all about. Modern British history, but in 1979, there was a Scottish referendum. Devolution was the aim, and it didn't happen. It was repealed at the time, but then 1997, it all reared its head again. So 1997, there was a devolution referendum in Scotland. Of course, at the time, you know, we're talking, this is 1997. I mean, New Labour's in power, Tony Blair, D-Ream, things can only get better, Britpop girl culture, you know, girl power, lad culture.
Yeah.
It was a whole thing, Ash, as I always say, it was a whole thing. Anyway, the SNP was suspicious of devolution, of course, regarding it as a dead end for their constitutional ambitions. They don't want a token gesture of devolution. Oh, you can have your own parliament. No, they want full... separation. And of course, that's still their aim today. And of course, but it's been a bloody farce. If you look at what's happened over the last couple of years, it's been sad. Anyway, Declan, as you know.
Yeah, from signed football shirts,
From signed SFS, as I like to call it. Now, you may be thinking, what's lost socks? Why was there lost socks? Tell you.
I was wondering, yeah.
Of course, in the 50s, we saw Lamb Chop, the popular sock puppet, soon to be replaced. Kermit, if you actually look back in the 50s, before Jim Henson got his grubby hands on him and started muppeting him up, as I say, animatronics and all the rest of the technology that came into the puppet industry. Excuse me. Kermit was actually a sock puppet. So a lot of people were moving in the circle of something and had a renaissance in the 90s, of course. So there were children, not only, I mean, one of the biggest things that's frustration, I'm sure you'll agree, Ash, is people lose socks in a washing machine. You know, you go to the tumble dryer. Mm. It has happened to you, I'm sure.
Yeah, I've had plenty of times.
You know, you go to the, you're taking out your...
special sock.
Your... the holster and your bulletproof vest, and then you get to the underwear.
Yeah,
and you're missing a sock. It's common practice, isn't it? It's all the frustration. I'm sure we can all share.
Yeah.
When we think about it, if we do for just a moment, think about it. Of course, which we are doing right now, as I've said those words, and they've gone into your head, so you are unbelievably thinking about it. However. Sock puppets were also a massive issue at the time. Now, with a lot of these disgruntled Scottish workers, Declan got together and he said, I want to form a crack unit of Scotsmen to go and find these socks. And essentially, you could hire out a team of Scotsmen. They would come down, then with their battered Mars bars and drinking Iron Brew.
Yeah.
And they would come into your house and they'd spend half a day and they'd find the sun. They'd just be all over, like a swarm of locusts all over the washing utility room. And they'd find the socks. Okay.
Oh, they found it. That's good.
Unfortunately,
good service.
The business, shockingly,
I'm amazed.
Didn't have enough demand for them to continue, which is a shame because you know what happened in 1998 regarding socks, don't you? Of course, it was the debut of Mr. Socko, mankind's friend, on Raw in October 98. Now, if this had happened 12 months sooner, SFS would have lasted longer and they wouldn't have had to pivot into... selling signed football shirts, which is, of course, is how we know them for today. So they do, I suppose, if you really want to get technical, they do also sell signed football shirts, which is probably more relevant to this show. But the backstory.
I was trying to, that's where thank you for the long way.
As Rudyard Kipling once said in the poem If, you better bloody well work out where you were if you want to know who you are today. Mm.
Interesting business model. I think I would have used that service.
Well,
to find my socks as well.
A little.
Would you have used
a little something? Yeah. I mean, it was actually. I didn't want to bring his name up, but it was actually a joint venture with Shane, FPL veteran, of course, in Scotland. Oh, yeah. He was in charge of rounding up the locals, and he didn't do a good job. He mostly picked his friends, and can't mix business and pleasure, and it all fell apart. It was a horrible bloody mess, if I'm honest, Ash. Ridiculous.
Yeah.
So the football shirts seem to be more popular anyway. So.
Yeah, I mean, I would have signed up. Was it a subscription model? Or?
Well, it was a typical 50% off your first, 2 months.
And,
then after that, it got astronomical. It was like Sky, £10 a month for your first year. And then it's £3,000 a month for every month.
Yeah.
It was just a bit of a
faff. You go, Deck. Some more promo for you for signed football shirts.
I hope he's using these on his socials.
Well, there we have it, guys. Signed football shirts who were also sock-finding Scotsmen in a previous life. They kindly sponsor our Juice Legends League and have done from the start of the season. This is the second... second year in a row. Amazing sponsors, the best sponsors in the world. Do make sure you give them a follow on all the socials. They're on Twitter, they're on Instagram, and they're on TikTok. And if you want a cool gift to give someone or a prize,
that's what she said,
or a birthday present for a family member, head over to Signed Football Shirts website and use the promo code JUICE20 and you will get 20% off any of their merchandise. Okay, so manager of the month for April was indeed Josh from The Graduates. Shout out, Josh. Well done. He is arranging his prize to be sent out to him as we speak. And then, there's just the one more to go, one more month. And then we're going to be crowning a final manager of the month and an overall winner. So here we are for May. We got, let's forget about that one. In 10, we've got Callum Clark. In 9, we've got Nathan Godfrey. I think that's like a mistake or something. Yeah, we go. Thank you, Jimmy.
Leave that.
That's much better. In 8, we've got Paul Weston. Mm. Like a Western.
Like a Western.
For a fucking shootout. It's a fucking shootout. Like a Western.
Like a Western.
Mate, great movie. Andy Mack. Josh Scott is there again. At it again, Josh. Not 2 in a row. George Wade in 4. Henning in 3, Jamie Pigott in 2, and it's the injection section himself. Boona is top with 189 at the moment. Can he hold on to take home the prize for May? Let's find out. And the overall standings, please. Do we have the overall standings? Is George still on top? Oh, George is not top anymore. Jamie.
Former winner
of FPL is currently leading the standings. Wow. 2548, 2538. 10 points difference. George, in the chat. George, come on, man. You got to do it for us. It's close at the top. James Twiddy in 3, David in 4, Brett in 5, Mike in 6, Pigerton in 7, Dan Feller in 8, Chris Church in 9, and Boona makes up the top 10. George says, sick as a parrot, mate. George, you're still time, mate.
I'll tell you what,
there's
George.
Still time. You can do this.
Jamie Pigott might be thinking he's won this, but he's got to go to game week 38 and he's got to get something.
He's got to get something, yeah.
When you say things about George Gavin, about a man like that, he went down in my estimation. I'd love it. I'd love it if Kevin, George Gavin won.
Your Kevin Keegan is bad.
That wasn't Kevin Keegan.
Wait, was it? Who was it?
That was Floella Benjamin from Playbus.
Oh, was it?
Did you not see that episode?
That's Kevin Keegan.
Right, let's move on.
Is he Yorkshire, Kevin Keegan? I thought he was a Geordie.
No, he's not.
He's not?
No, they just adopted him.
Oh, okay. Juice family, shout out Mo. How's it going, mate?
Is he, who did he play for first? Was it, did he play for Liverpool
who,
first?
Kevin Keegan?
Hmm.
Was it Spurs?
Spurs. I think you're confusing Stefan Freund with Kevin Keegan. Right. Shall we do the draft?
Yeah, let's do the draft before everyone else jumps off the chat and goes to watch the football. What time is the football on today? Is it 8?
8 o'clock.
Hmm.
Right.
All right, draft time. Have we got any music for this? That'll do. All right. So does anyone know how we're going to do this? Should we explain how we're going to do this?
Yes.
Go on then.
We're going to spin a wheel.
Okay, as all good drafts are done.
No, to decide who goes first.
Okay, wait, what?
We're going to do a coin toss, surely.
All right, we'll do whoever's top in the FPL.
So whoever's had the highest rank in FPL ever.
Well, your brother's not here, so that's going to be a waste of time.
Yeah, no, but that doesn't matter because that's all conjecture.
So basically, we're going to toss a coin and then we're going to take turns picking strategically. Bearing in mind, we don't know how half of these people play football. Anything could go. So yeah, we're ready.
Wait, so are we actually just picking ourselves?
Well, first and foremost, you need to pick who's picking first.
But isn't it going to be ABBA system anyway?
No.
ABBA system?
No, because there's only two of us.
Then Nick, then me.
No.
It's like penalty shootout.
That
ABBA system.
Not like you want the first pick.
No.
Huh? I'm not bothered.
Oh, it's not.
Let Nick have the first pick.
I mean, I'm that bothered.
I think I should go first just because I'm ahead in FPL. Because I've won this season, I feel that should be a reward.
I'll tell you what, we'll do a vote.
Ask the chat.
We'll do a vote.
Let's do a poll.
Who picks first? Ash or Nick?
To be fair, I have to pick first.
Why?
Because
I feel like I should
Ash
pick
is
first.
I've
been carrying
Ash
this,
is in the draft.
Show this season.
Nick.
Nick's in the draft.
Where?
Where does it say anyone outside top 10k finishes?
I'm ready. Well, I lost the last one, so I'm not too...
I thought we were just going to do random picks for each time. But are we actually picking?
I can do random, I don't mind.
Ash, you're doing all right here.
Huh?
You're doing all right on the old boat room.
Am I? That's because everyone knows... Oh,
people feel sorry
for you guys.
Pity is, well, I mean,
guys,
we've seen it.
The guys,
we've
the
seen
guys,
it in Britain's Got Talent. It's just an absolute
love,
pity
I love
party,
the guys.
Isn't
it's
it?
It's not a pity party. They just
tell
me.
Them how you're from Luton again.
Old site, the Luton right. Massive.
Come on then. Let's start. Oh, it's evening out now.
It's not serious. Anyway, it's fine. Do you know what I mean? So, yeah, guys, vote quickly for me so that I can quickly pick first and just make the best team quick.
Closing it in 10.
10 seconds. 9, 8, 7. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. End the poll. Thank you, lads. Right. Just get on with it. What? Fella swearing. We don't swear around here. Ash Dunstable's not looting.
Right. Come on in,
yes,
Ash.
Yes, Bruno. Right. So
we're looking at the screen, by
so
the way.
So I think we should pick a manager first.
Well, you can pick anything you want. If you'd rather opt for a player.
I think
first.
We should agree to pick a manager first. And then, because there's only like two there anyway. So we have to pick one each.
Well, if you pick a manager first, that leaves me with the other managers, then I can start working my way down the players.
What are you talking about? Are you going to pick a manager first or not? I think we should agree to pick a manager first.
No.
Huh?
I can pick whatever I want.
Oh, for God's sake. Why'd you make this so difficult?
I can pick whatever I want.
Okay, so my first pick, I'm going to go with FPL Nacho.
Can you say the number?
Number 19.
Hmm.
Shout out Nacho.
Nice pick. Okay.
My guy.
I am going to go for...
Guys, which team do you guys want to be on?
I'm going to go for number 28, Bruno.
Ooh, Bruno. Sorry, Bruno.
What do you mean, sorry?
Sorry, Bruno.
What do you mean?
Sorry, mate. Oh, mate, there's some good players on there. Okay, I'm gonna go.
Can you highlight them as you go, at James?
Just yeah, so can you like put like a strike through on them or something?
Just the different colours, fine. Oh, that's nice and clear for us.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's great. God, well done.
Just mark them red.
First, we get like a kid's spreadsheet, and now we get this. All right,
not a slightly lighter yellow. Just go red, you idiot. So we can see. Right, that'll do. Okay.
All right. So I've got a striker. I need a good centre mid, I think. I'm going to build a spine here.
Okay.
So there is a little bit of method in this madness.
Yeah.
So in the middle, I'm going to go with... Is John there? JC? J. Craw 20, number 17. He's going to be in the middle.
Who's this, a ringer?
No. J. Craw, he's donated as well.
Okay.
By the way, guys, please donate. Like, the link for donation is in the video description. Please donate whatever you can afford.
All right.
Or whatever you can't afford.
I'm going to go for a little magician.
Highlight it, please, Jimmy, so that we know it's gone.
I'm going to go for my little magician in the middle of the park. Little Iniesta.
Mm.
Focal.
Yeah, good pick.
It's a big pick.
Yeah, it's a great pick.
Number, oh, you found him. Number 20, yeah, thank you.
All right. I'm going to go, I need a big centre half.
Oh, no, here you go.
Man on pod, Craig, 31.
Okay.
Get in my back line, son.
Well.
Big old Yap Stam.
I'm going to go similar.
Oh, yeah?
I'm going to go similar.
Yeah.
I want someone with physical presence. I need someone winning those headers in from corners and scoring them the other end. I'm going to go for Mavericks, mate. The Iceman.
Ooh,
James Drury. Number 16. Number 16, please,
he's
James.
He's a big old boy. He's a big old boy. Oh, right. I feel like I need some flair. I feel like I need some flair in the team. I'm going to go with number 14, Faith, because you've got to have that. Like George Michael said, get me.
Baby.
Craig is like VVD, says Trophy. I love how Nick and Ash moan at James. Neither of them are computer literate. How do you know?
James's job is to be computer literate. I'm going to go for... I want some legs in this team. And this guy's got an engine.
To make up for your lack of?
Mate, I might just be the owner. I might not even play. I'm not sure yet.
Really? You got to play?
I've been struggling. I haven't played in a while. I want the legs of my guy, the one they call Savage.
Mm, oh yeah,
number 11.
Oh, such a shout! I didn't even see it there. Oh,
don't worry, Darryl, I got you, mate.
That's a great pick. Damn. All right. Oh, this could be naughty. This could be a naughty little strike force if I go with this one. I'm gonna go. Oh, there's a couple here. I'm gonna go. Coming all the way from Ireland, FPL era.
Nice. Good pick. Good player.
Him up top with Nacho.
Yeah.
Problems, mate.
I like it.
That's like...
Well...
That's like Colin York, mate. What do you mean?
What colour kit?
Or what colour represents him? Orange. Thank you.
I'm going to go for... Squid Games legend.
Yeah.
Player 429.
Oh, that's going to be my next one.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's good.
Number he's good, 22, good. Please.
Yeah, he's very good.
I'm slowly running out of people I know.
Plonker, are you fit?
Can't ask
are
that.
Are you fit?
Don't
you
give
fit
him info.
Play? Is he yellow flagged? I don't know. Like, I don't know what's going on here. We need a goalie. I'm going to go six.
Shit.
I'm going to go six, Sham.
Who else is a goalie?
No, you can't ask that.
No. I need to know.
No.
Guys, just so we know, who else is...
No.
Does anyone know who's a goalie?
No. You can't ask that.
No, because I was going to go for him next.
No,
so
I'll be nice to you. I'll tell you who's a goalie.
Go on.
Nat.
Who?
Nat. 21.
Are you?
No, I swear.
No, you winded me up. No, you're an idiot. Someone in the chat. Bruno, you're on.
I swear.
Bruno, your first job. He's put skipper team Nick. Bruno, quickly in the chat, tell me who's a goalkeeper. I heard Fell is a goalkeeper.
See, I told you. I wouldn't do that. This is for charity, mate. It's not like that. I'm telling you, number 21.
You've gone. No,
you have to get a goalie. Yeah.
Yeah, I do, but I'm not sure they are a goalie.
Yeah, that's right, he's a goalie. Look, made some good saves in the last Juice Tourno. Can't believe you don't remember. He came to our tournament. Or was that the one you weren't at? Typical. Yeah, probably.
James,
probably
go Nat. All right, yeah, cool. Nat, yeah. Please. Thank you, number 21.
Go Nat, he's a GKC. I told you.
Thanks, James. Oh, yeah, but I can't trust you because I know what you're like.
You're welcome, mate. My next pick's going to be 12, Skipper. No, he is called Skipper.
FPL Skipper.
No, I'm the Skipper. Do I get to select who the Skipper is? Yeah. Okay, cool. I'm the owner and I get to choose who the Skipper is. My midfield's going to be disgusting. Are you all right?
Just talk about yourselves. I've got to get the chicken.
I'm going to go number 33, Ash.
You can't afford him.
I'm going to take you out your
He's
own
team.
He's
too good for you, mate. Are you actually not playing?
I don't know yet.
I've not played since like last year.
Carrying an injury. I might come on for the last 5 minutes. Take a penalty.
Standard.
We'll see. I've got, there's a few options here. Guys, help me out. If you, James, Iceman, Bruno, give me a little bit of guidance. I think, to be honest, I think I'm going to take a risk on Plonker.
Yeah, do that.
Did he say he's not fit?
No, he said he's fit. He said he's fit for 5 minutes.
Oh, look, pick 12 said...
I've already picked 12.
That was too late. Yeah, yeah, Bruno said 12, pick 12. FPL Jim. Where's he?
So who do you know any more of these players?
Oh, number 26. I don't know.
FPL Jimmy.
Yeah.
Who's saying to get Jimmy? FPL James. Jim is decent mid, says James.
Strongly Drew. Recommend 9.
Guys on my team. Dashing. Who's on my team? So I've got Sham... Mm. Skipper, Era, Faith, JC, Nacho, Craig. Guys, help me out. Who should I be picking next? I feel like we need to get some defenders in.
I'm between Plonker and Jim, but I don't know enough about Jim. I don't know enough.
I heard Jim's pretty good. I would strongly recommend 9.
Oh, Jim. Yes.
Jim, who's Jim then?
Jim's the comedian Jim.
Oh yeah, of course, Jim Daly. Yeah.
Yeah, I know he plays a lot because he plays with my mate in Sunday League.
yeah, that is Jim Daly.
So yeah, I'm going to go, we need a bit of comedy in the team as well.
No, we're just discussing. No, we've been discussing with the chat.
10 pieces, so the smaller one. Thank you.
Do you remember what you ordered?
Yeah, I ordered hella chicken.
All the same flavour? Yeah, same flavour?
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you very much. All right, I think I'm going
to... work this, picking teams. Bloody hell.
I think I'm going to go 26 FPL Jim.
Some comedy in the team. Comedy in the ranks.
That'd be bear jokes. Hold on, who?
What number is he?
26.
Who's saying pick Champman? James, where does Champman play? What position?
James isn't in your team.
Not you, not this James. James,
he's not in your team, mate. Don't tell him, James.
Oh, wait, yeah, he's not in my team, is he?
George Gavin wins the
No, Ash. Jim works pair up with Focal. All right, I'm thinking... I'm seeing a few people say... Dachshund is all right.
Dachshund.
I know, we know banter Dachshund. Boys.
It's a type of dog.
Yeah, I know. I think I'm just going to lock in Fella at left back. He's decent.
Yeah, good shout.
I think I'm going to lock Fella in at left back.
Good shout.
I'm going to put my defence together now.
All right. Well, I'm going to go Champman then. Yeah. Centre back. Sounds good. Number 18. Thank you.
Okay.
Why are you laughing?
I don't know.
You're struggling now.
I don't know. Where's is Dashund any good? It's a bit of a risk.
He had trials with West Ham.
Yeah, I know he had trials with Team South or Team North. I think I'm going to lock in Adam, 3-5 who? Number 5. My Team South buddy.
Nice.
I think he could do it. I think he can do a job for us right mid in this little setup.
I'm gonna have to work out the positions afterwards with my manager. All right.
What are you saying?
Who's I'm next? Gonna. Yeah. Do you know what? I'm gonna bring in Plonka. Just for good banter in the team.
Plonka just for banter.
25. Like also, he's a good player.
Like Darwin Núñez.
Also, he's a good player. But if he's slightly injured, he's a good vocal presence.
Mm.
You know, I'm all about positive vibes.
Yeah. Do you know? I feel like Meerkat. Plonka, Rodney. Meerkat, did you play in that friendly that time?
Yeah, he did.
In Warwickshire.
No, Meerkat's played with us at the five-a-side tournament. He was good.
I think I'm going to lock in Meerkat, you know. Yeah, give me number 35. I want Meerkat.
It was good.
Yeah. I want Meerkat. Dan says, I'm rubbish to be fair, but we'll be eager and try and put plenty of effort in. I'm left-footed, so to the left side. Definitely training for it, though. Yeah. See, that's the sort of spirit we need in this charity game. All levels are welcome.
Too late, James. The Meerkat is gone. Daxund is still there.
Yeah. I don't know.
And he's also up for being the team WhatsApp group manager, which is a massive bonus.
Yeah, it's a bonus.
What do we reckon, boys?
And girls.
Plonka needs his ass. True. But I feel like that won't be Ash's next pick, so we got time.
George Bailey. George, are you George, any good at footy, man?
Yeah. George came. Oh, no, you went there when we did the skills. Good player. He's got top bins.
Yeah?
Top bins.
Yeah, but you've got top bins. You, I mean, it doesn't mean you're a good player. You're terrible. stick Dashund in there, you sausage.
You won't get that, Ash.
This will be located.
I do, because a Dashund is a sausage dog.
In the top bins of each goal.
This is going in the top bins of each goal? Right. Excellent.
And if you get it in,
yeah,
counts double.
Double goals for top bins.
Bruno.
Come on.
Bruno's saying 27. So let's go for Sergster.
Oh, yeah. He was at the tournaments as well. He was all right.
Sergster. I like it.
What a name as well. Yeah, he came to a few tournaments.
Sergi Busquets, mate.
Mm. Someone tell me, 10. 10 is Buna.
Oh, yeah.
Give me 10. I want Buna. The Luton connection is back, baby. Let's go. We're stacked, bro.
If you both manage to make it.
We're stacked. Yeah, it's a risk. He's a flight risk. He's like, who didn't like to get on board the away trips for Arsenal?
Bergkamp wouldn't fly.
I've got Bergkamp. He might not make it to the away games. He's like Tevez. He's off playing golf.
I'm going Daxund then. Number 9, please.
You going for it?
Yeah.
Guys, who do I need here? Buna, such a menace. Yeah, we are very attacking. We've got a lot of attackers. we need some defence up in there. Super Freddy. I feel like anyone that calls themselves super probably isn't that super.
No,
my experience.
Mm. I think I'm feeling confidence is a good thing.
Yeah? Team Ash has got some serious vibes. Yeah, we are Vibe City. I'm going to go player manager, backroom staff. I think I'm going to bring in Banterby. I'm going to go 8. I'm going to go with my boy Sanji, number 8. I'm going to lock him in. Team Ash is so shit, bruv. Worse than Team North. Get Ed Ash. All right, if I get to the next, if Nick don't pick him, I get him.
Yeah, number 7, Ed.
Oh, there you go.
to be fair.
Yeah.
It was already a shout. Hush, hush. Got the hush puppies on, mate.
Yeah.
He's got some techers. And he's lost about 8 stone this year. So he's going to be absolutely flying.
He's as likes a surprise benching, says Ozbike. He's a very solid centre-back. Who is?
As.
No. I've played with Super Freddy before. He's a very solid centre-back.
Okay.
Well, I've got Feller at left. Craig at centre-half. All right, cool. If he's a centre-back, I'm gonna lock him in then.
You know you have to pick yourself, don't you? At some point.
Who are you picking?
I'm picking number 29, Super Freddy. Super Freddy's in. Super Freddy is my man. Sorry, I was watching 5 minutes before, says Chapman. Yeah, pick Az already. Az is my next pick. I need a right back. Ash's loss is Nick's gain. Mate, have you seen my attack?
I'm going to go for Az, please.
Ah, typical. Taking all my picks.
No.
You take all my picks, bro.
Well, you need to play your cards close to your chest.
Wasteman production.
I'm loving my team. I think it's
bad. I'm going to lock in Dan, number 30. Dan, Dave, you're on my team, my guy. Come shore up that left side. I might have to switch Fella to right back. And play Dan left back if he's left footed.
Now,
and also he can be good backroom staff.
This is going to be controversial. But I want.
What do you want?
I want a beating heart in my team.
A beating heart, as in, so what? Are you not the beating heart of your own team?
I am, but I need. Yeah. You know, in Hamilton,
what Lewis?
George Washington needs a right hand man. So I'm going to go early on the manager. My brother, Mo.
Yeah.
My guy. And I'm going to also try and talk him into playing a little bit.
He won't play. He's done. His knee's finished. I'll do my best, man. Competitive and eager 100%. That's all we want.
Good stuff.
Maximum effort. Good vibes only. Well, there's no point in picking a manager because there's only one other manager.
Ben said he might play as well.
Nah, he's injured. He's done his leg.
There's two other managers.
Oh, is there? I'm going to go. I'm going to lock in. Give me George. Give me George number 20. Bailey. Give me George number 23. I have no idea if he's any good, but it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
I'm going to go witty name. I'm going to take a...
The Luton.
A random
She's a Luton
punt.
Fan, you know that?
Perfect. Let's have her.
All right.
I'm going to bring her on to Luton you to death. 2 foot you.
I'm going to lock in my gaffer, Ben, from the graduates. He's got some serious credentials, works at Wickham. He works very closely to the Wickham setup there. I know he's got some pearls of wisdom to bring to my team.
He's a cleaner.
Some motivational. He works very closely with all the playing staff, the management team there. I know he's got some absolute nuggets of wisdom
Well,
there.
I'm going to have a guy who... Oh, I've got a chance to do something really funny.
Go on, do it. I'm very, very happy with my squad, by the way.
See ya.
I'm already putting a plan into place to destroy Team Ash. Good luck.
I like Kieran and Niall. They're both good lads. They come to everything. Exactly.
They are top guys.
So it's a tough pick, this one.
Is this your final pick? And what, have we got even numbers? Ish. Do it. What have I missed? Who has been drafted? Says Johnny.
I want the man who's going to make you feel uncomfortable.
Who's going to make me feel uncomfortable?
It's a clever pick.
Niall.
Oh. Why would he make me
feel uncomfortable? No, I'm having FPL discomfort.
Niall, welcome to my team, my guy. Kieran is a decent goalkeeper, but I don't think he's playing.
He is playing.
He's not down as a player.
Sorry, I didn't see that. All right.
But you're lucky. I sorted you out with a goalie as well, by the way. So give me Niall. He's going to be my wild card, mate.
Hang on.
Just absolutely tearing it up.
Who got Buna?
I got Buna. I can already see my.
That means anyone who signs up.
My formation.
Anyone who signs up, that's my next pick.
Wait,
it?
What?
Because it's my turn. You've got 17. I've got 16.
Nick to go in goal for Team Nick. All right, so do you want to do a quick recap? De Galdem, why are you picking Niall last? Save the best or last. Did you not hear De Galdem?
Mm.
Are you all right? Probably my captain as well. So, yeah, for me, for Team Ash, we've got manager Ben from The Graduates. We've got Fella, 3-5 Who, Sham, Sanji, Buna, Skipper, Era, Faith, Freshly, JC, Nacho, George Bailey, Super Freddy, FPL Dan, Man on Craig, and FPL Meerkat. You lot are finished, bruv. Are you all right? Bro.
You get
the amount of talent, the amount of pace, the amount of strength we've got in that team. It's a problem.
I've got...
You lot are done for, mate.
I've got Mo. First of all, that's worth an extra 20%
legs. What are you trying to say? Mo's like an assistant manager chip.
He's worth 20% legs. Like, he will get you going. He's a motivator. He is an absolute king of kings, Mo. Let me tell you, yeah?
Mm.
And he's a man of honour, something you know nothing about.
Don't need honour in a charity game.
No wonder you didn't value him. Then obviously Kieran, he's going to wind you right up. His job is to bellow at you from the sidelines, upsetting you all game. Then I've got Ed, the only man who can do keepy uppies in Hush Puppies. I've got Daxon, bit of an unknown for me, but apparently absolute baller. Savage, that guy, him and the Hardest Geezer went for a run and the Hardest Geezer had to leave because he got tired. Yeah, that tells you everything you need to know about Savage. James Drury, rock at the back, captain, leader, legend, all that stuff. Absolute unit. Champ Man, he's going to pair up brilliantly. Focal, the little wizard, expect some top bins from him. You better man mark him because that's the only way. That's the only way he's not scoring some points. The potato, pessimistic. Nat, good vibes only. Going to absolutely, absolutely tear you apart. Luton style. Yeah. Who else have I got? Craig Burgess, lovely stuff. What a player. Plenty of fighting as well, by the way. Yeah. Mm. Went into Squid Games. Finished in the top few. Yeah. So there's no worries about him.
Mm.
As... Falf Rose, left, right and centre. This guy's going to be launching them. Plonker, solid. He's just got to stay fit. Jim, bringing the comedy. Good player as well. Lovely stuff. Sergster, unknown, but people are bigging him up. Bruno, first out the draft. This guy's going to run the game. And then Witty Name. Classic stuff. This is only... What could go wrong? What could go wrong? The potato. I'm interested to see some of these players I haven't played with. Potato, an early pick for me.
Nat's what's good. He got? Nat was at the tournament. He was one of the best goalies.
Ah.
He was really good.
Okay.
He was at some Team South trials as well, I'm pretty sure.
Nice, nice.
I think the teams are quite even, I'll be honest. It's gearing up to be a good game. But remember, guys, it's not just about winning, it's about raising money for charity. Of course. And the charity we're doing this all in aid of is Street Child United. Please donate. If you are playing, if you are watching, if you would just like to donate to the cause, do click on the link in the video description below. And give what you can. Some people have already voted. I think we're almost up to about £500 already, which is fantastic. Thanks everyone who's donated already. Players, all these players, please all donate if you're participating in the game. Like Nick said last week, LaunchPod Studios is covering the cost of the whole event. So everything you donate to this cause will be going directly in the pocket of the charity. So it's an amazing cause. I'm sure Gianni will advocate for it strongly and tell you more about Street Child United because they've been the choice of charity for the last sort of few years that we've been doing charity events for the FPL community. And it is an amazing charity. So please do give what you can. And there's still time. Like, if you guys are watching this and you feel like you want to play or you want to be involved, like we said, you don't have to play. You can just be part of the team, be part of the backroom staff, be assistant manager, like whatever it is, like just be part of it. And it is a family event. So if you want to bring your missus along, your partner along, bring your kids along for the day, should be fun. It's going to be at Barnett Stadium next Saturday, the 7th of June.
And if you're on Team Nick, I've picked an absolute banger of a kit for us. Don't you worry.
Mate, James, you've seen both the kits, haven't you?
Yep.
Who's got the best kit?
Pick by a stretch.
Really? Do I need to repick mine?
Too late.
Have you gone for like Luton 1986 or something? Mm-mm. I'll give you a little clue with mine. A team won the Champions League wearing it.
Ooh. Oh. I thought we had to pick funny kits.
Funny kits?
Yeah.
What's a funny kit?
I didn't know you picked actual, like, proper kits that a real team's worn.
What have you picked?
You said pick a funny kit. So no, I picked a funny kit.
I didn't say funny kit. I said pick a cool kit.
My kit looks sick, to be fair. Like, I'd wear mine on a night out. My kit's cool.
Oh, that could be anything. My you wear pajamas really cool. to meet, so...
Yeah, not everyone can pull off pajamas.
You're going to look like the hippo from Silent Night.
Don't watch my kit, mate. We're going to be looking nice.
All right, we'll see.
Retro classic, mate.
Yes, Roberto won't be making it. Unfortunately, it's the day I'm moving stuff back from my uni. Why can't you do that another day, Roberto? Why couldn't you come down on the Friday? I thought you'd finish. You've been posting that you finished uni about 3 weeks ago. Just stick the stuff on the train and come on down.
Mm.
Anyway.
Just come along, man.
Or just, yeah.
James, looking forward to it, guys. Quality stuff, well done. Yeah, looking forward to seeing you all there. You included.
Nice. I'll set up a WhatsApp group and Ash will do likewise for his team. but yeah, looking forward to it. It's going to be great. Why can't you drive, Roberto? This is getting worse. Roberto, learn to drive, be independent, and then you can... become my physiotherapist.
Excuse me.
Are you offering to pick him up?
Yeah, that'd be handy.
Johnny, welcome to Juice Checkmark.
Johnny, lovely stuff. Right.
Fella, get to work on setting up that WhatsApp group. You're my new media guy. You're appointed.
KSR just pulling out like nothing.
What?
No, he couldn't.
KSR pulled out. Shame I can't feature. I wonder whose team I would have been. I can't decide. What? I thought you were playing, mate. What's happened?
Craig.
Lacking, G.
You've never even met Ash. He couldn't even bother to turn up.
Bro, are you mental?
He couldn't even bother to turn up.
Have you lost your mind, bro?
You ain't met Craig.
I haven't met Craig, but if it weren't for me, you wouldn't have met Craig either. I'm basically the facilitator. I'm the reason you bum Craig so much, bro. That's the reason.
Listen, me and Craig, you don't know what me and Craig have got.
I do know what you've got, and I'm jealous, and I want it.
Craig's the new Ash. If I could just figure out a way of getting rid of you.
Stockholm got me in a chokehold that week. Break out of that chokehold, bro. It's like MMA, man. Get out of that.
It sounds like you might have...
Man crush.
Stockholm syndrome.
That's the worst joke ever.
I like it. I might bring in...
We'd be silly not to get the train into London after. Mm-hmm. What, are we going out? Are we going out? Are we actually doing a little meet after, though?
Well, we're having a drink. There's a bar there.
Oh, great.
So, yeah, we can have like a proper chill and have a few drinks. I might get Tom Carroll. Might draft him in.
X-Spurs. Yeah, I might. Yeah. I might get
Adrian Mariappa in as well. Got two players, two ex-Premier League players to bring in.
I might get Troy Deeney.
Where did you meet him? In prison?
Yeah. Hero, Richard Lee.
Richard's in Dubai.
I might get Joey as well.
Joey?
Yeah, Joe Barton. Just me, Joey and Troy.
You and Joe Barton. Listen, one thing I can tell you about Joe Barton, he would not want to play on your team. Or mine. Or mine. Right. Let's...
I was picking two North lads. It's not about North and South, Bruno.
Don't make
it about that.
Yeah, it's the whole thing.
Don't make it about that.
It's a whole thing, as I always say.
It's a whole thing.
Right, let's have a look at our little top three this week. Please, James. You know, top three, adverts.
Oh, yeah. I remember we're doing a show, aren't we?
I don't want to keep talking. I want you to bring up the segments in the correct order. But no, I can't wait for this. It's going to be fun. It's going to be fun.
I've not played football for about a year to the point where I threw my boots and my Astros away. They went in the bin. So I've had to ask James to borrow some boots.
I think rather than you playing, you should get that bin and just play that in your position.
To be fair, good centre half.
If it wasn't for the bin playing people onside, it'd be better than you.
I reckon that bin and Craig, centre halves, solid, mate.
You are effectively a bin with boots. Right, let's have a look. Cheers, Bruno.
Nice one, Bruno.
Good to see you. Thank you for joining in. Right, let's have a look at the top three. So this week we are doing adverts of all time. Best adverts, TV adverts from the UK of all time.
Mm.
We don't like being monetized anyway.
Yeah, it's pointless. It's pointless. Until you get like 100K subscribers, how much money you really
What is monetized?
Exactly. So, Ash, did you find it tricky to come up with a few, or are you a fan of adverts in general?
There are a few adverts that I like.
Nice.
And there's a lot that I don't like.
Okay. Well, luckily we're only focusing on the ones you do. So do you want to start, Ash? You want to start us off? Or do you want me
really,
to start?
This is a really weird one.
Why?
Because I can't, like, I've got a few. I've got some memorable ones. But they're just adverts, aren't they? Like, everyone knows the John Lewis adverts are good.
But do they not, like, take you back in time to think, I remember that one. Like, that really, like, is a banger.
There's not been that many, but I've got three that I'm happy with.
Oh, I had loads. All right, go on.
I've got three that I'm happy with. So, the first one, and you're going to do the poll for this, please, Jimmy.
No, you are.
Oh, great. Well,
he's going to show the videos as well.
Okay, I'll do it. Let me just end this. There's no poll going. Cool. So my first one is an absolute classic.
If you'd have said end the poll, that'd be another racist thing you've said this week.
I've gone with John Smith.
Mel Sykes?
No, John Smith's beer.
Oh, the belly flop.
Avit.
Oh, that one. Peter Kay. The football one.
On the pitch.
Nice.
Yeah, they're doing kick-ups. They're all doing them nice, like little keepy-uppies. Pass it to the next one. Does a couple of nice little keepy-uppies. Gives it to old Peter Kay. Bosh! Have it. Goes over the thing, bounces on the roof, disappears.
Here we go. Let's see it.
He says.
Adverts on juice for the first time.
Yeah, look at this. Look, perfect skills. This is how football used to be, mate. Look at that bit. Bosh. Have it. Oh, yes.
That's you when Boona flicks the ball to you.
Free, but that's a conversion, mate.
Lovely.
Absolute classic, that. Do you like that one?
That is a good one. It's a good
great
one.
Great advert, mate.
Although I've got something that I think is going to...
Hold on, because I have to do pictures and video.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Jonathan. Mel was Boddington's, of course.
Football Pepsi. Oh, yeah.
That's a good one. I'm going with a football advert for my first one.
Oh.
But I'm going way back... to a time, 1998.
Yeah.
In the airport with the Brazil team. Joga Benito.
Yeah.
Oh, Maria.
Oh, ma.
I mean, it had Ronaldo, it had Ronaldinho.
Roberto
Carlos, they're flicking the ball around. It's going through the X-ray machine. It's just so good. So good.
Yeah.
Let's do the, let the pictures do the talking.
With David in it as well.
I think he might have been. The music. I went out and bought the white Nike bucket hat, I think, based off this advert. There he is, Carlos.
It's like unbelievable legends in this one, isn't there?
Oh. Maria.
I could imagine them doing that as well, like in real life.
Yeah, it's not CGI, Ash. This is before all of that.
No, I mean,
is
like,
that Danielson?
Literally, like going through Heathrow, just absolutely tearing it up.
Was it Danielson? I'm sure it was doing that.
Can you name all the players though?
No, I've struggled with a couple.
The resolution on it is not great.
It's all right on a small screen. There's Cantona.
Yeah, it was the Nielsen. Trophy nose. Yeah, this is a classic. Hey, Ronaldo.
It's just so good. Who saves it? Can you remember before it comes up? Oh, no, he hits the post, doesn't he? Oh, pure nostalgia.
That is vibes.
Fantastic.
That is vibes. But that's just made me remember another one.
Go on.
A football one.
Go on.
A Nike one.
The Colosseum.
No.
All right, go on.
The one that had the music to with Elvis Presley, Little Less Conversation.
Oh, yeah.
That good one.
Good one.
With some absolute legends. Was that a Pepsi advert or a Nike advert? I get confused because sometimes they do them together, don't they?
Hmm. Is the audio this playing, one,
yeah,
James?
Yeah. Yeah, in the cage. Yeah, this is disgusting, this advert.
Yeah, it's sick.
Oh, it's so good.
James, is the audio on?
You think, wouldn't you?
Oh, there's some absolute ballers in this one. Is that Hidetoshi Nakata just opening it up? Like, what? Yeah. Little more spot. Like, what a great concept for an advert. Like, 3v3s in a cage. Lundberg.
Freddy.
That Wiltord. Davids. Yes. That Rivaldo. Is that Rio?
I think it was Crespo. Rio, yeah.
Yeah.
Mate, I wonder how they decided, you know, because each time three is getting knocked out.
Yeah.
I wonder how they decided, like, oh, you're going to go out in the first round. Be like, what? I mean, this team, if anyone's got Ronaldo, they're winning. Do you know what I mean? Ronaldinho.
Ronaldinho with the mid-cut hair.
Mm.
No, not long hair. Yeah, this is an elite ad.
Oh no, Ronaldo, Ronaldinho on different teams. Yeah.
The fakie's crazy.
It's a Nilsson Ronaldo.
Tired talking. Some of the names though.
I can't believe Wiltord got in this advert, to be fair. I know he was alright.
Crespo.
Honorary. Oh.
That's a goal. Did Mendieta make it to the final three? Yeah?
What a player he was.
I'm just canning her acting like an absolute fruitcake that he is. Yeah. Tense.
This is great audio content. Roberto Rodriguez.
Yeah.
Well, imagine that. Studs on the back.
Yeah. But it's only little Roberto Carlos. So that's not going to hurt that much.
That was Henri.
Oh, was it?
Mm. Great stuff. Great stuff.
That is probably my favourite ever advert, actually.
Okay. I've got an absolute banger.
Mm.
James, you're going to need the audio for this.
Is it another football one?
No, it's not a football one. It's Ray Gardner and the Black Currant Tango advert when the French exchange student... When the French exchange student writes in to complain about... Here we go. The music was by Felix, the theme tune, I think. But you need the full audio for this.
ITV Best app.
Hi, I'm Ray Gardner, so spokesperson good. For Tango. This letter is from Sebastian Loyes, a French exchange student. Sebastian said, I tried new blackcurrant tango and didn't enjoy it as much as tango's other flavors. Well, Sebastian, all I can say is sorry. We've done all we can. We try to provide satisfaction for all tango drinkers, even if you're only visiting our great nation. Ah, it's not easy. My friend Jeff here has been working on ECT for 3 years. You're an exchange student, aren't you, Sebastian? Bald hair gel and fancy loafers. What are your credentials, Sebastian? What drives you? When did you last get up at 4 a.m. for something you believed in passionately? We don't need you, you hear? You're one dissenting voice in a billion, Johnny French, you're that!
Yes, that current tango is a charge to the taste buds. Yes, it's quite.
What
yes,
the fuck? that's actually brilliant. That is superb.
It's so good.
That is actually brilliant. I've never seen that one before.
Oh, mate.
When did that come out? What year?
Oh, I was like 14, maybe.
Oh, so yeah.
This is 19 years ago. It's definitely older than that.
Yeah,
it was like 90s.
Yeah, I didn't catch that one. I never saw that. That's actually brilliant.
Yeah, like mid to late 90s.
So over the top, but it's like, it's what you'd want to do. Like, someone that's trolling.
Yeah.
The early days of trolls. Come and fight me. Fight me now in the ring.
This was pretty epic.
Which one?
Oh, this tango slap.
No, you've been tangoed.
Yeah.
Well, I could only think of like one other one that I thought was really funny. And it was a Bachelor's Super Noodle one. You might remember it. And it had Max Brannan. Do you remember Max Brannan from EastEnders?
Yeah.
He was the like actor in it.
Yeah, I've met him a few times.
Have you?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because he goes to thingy, doesn't he? Champneys and that.
Mm.
Quite a lot. So and you own Champneys, so.
Yeah.
This is it.
Give us a try. Mm-hmm. Oh, come on, I just want a little taste. No. Oh, Moody.
Look, I hate it when you do this. So I offered to make you some, you said no, all right?
I'm not hungry, I just want a little taste. No. Oh, dude,
are you sure?
Yeah.
Oh, you really love me, don't you?
He looks so young, doesn't he?
Back when adverts were funny, like... You don't see adverts like that anymore. Just a simple concept. Dog eating the food. There you go, love. You can have it now. It takes all the credit and the glory. It's fantastic.
I'm gonna go for a heartwarming one.
Mm.
Right? And anyone, especially if you've got kids, you it's going to bring a tear to your eye.
Uh-oh.
Right? It wasn't out that long. It's not that memorable. Because I could have gone for a John Lewis Christmas advert, especially one like so nice where you think... The kid's like excited for Christmas because he's waiting for his presents. And then it turns out he's actually excited because he can't wait to give the present to his parents.
Mm.
That breaks me.
Mm.
Lovely. And great song. Little Smiths cover in there. But this advert, it's a Robinson squash advert, right? I'm not going to spoil the twist for you, but you just have to watch it.
Yeah.
And then think of your son.
Okay.
All right.
I'm not going to cry, am I?
Can you give me anything more than No,
if you click on that one, I'll tell you which one it is. Right, go down. That one.
This one.
Thanks, Dad. Down one below.
Not this one.
Not, definitely don't not that, that one.
Don't click that. Don't click on... Off to here the races, go. Boys. Have fun, right. Sam. Right. Thanks for tuning in. Yeah, that's decent.
Mate, it gets me every time.
That's decent.
Actually, honestly,
yeah.
There's something about it. It's so nice.
Yeah.
And it's
wholesome.
It's got nothing to do with squash.
Yeah.
But it's lovely.
Yeah,
it's got
absolutely nothing to do with squash.
It just gets something about it.
Mm.
I know that's what it was designed to do, to sell squash, but it's so nice. Man, so yeah, that is my third pick.
Yeah. I like that. It got you a little bit emotional, didn't it?
It always does.
It's good, man. I like it.
I only watch it like once every few years, so I forget.
Do you know who else does adverts like that quite well?
Mm.
Dairy Milk.
I can't think. The only ones I can think of are like the gorilla drumming.
Oh no, they do ones like where that. Like, there's one where the guy's in like in the shop. Is it like a?
Oh, where he pays in buttons or something. He's only got like a couple of and then
yeah, and he just gives
the guy in the shop gives it to him.
It's just the real like nice wholesome one. But yeah, I'm not crying. I just have squash in my eyes, says George. All right. Well, I think you've just played a bit of a Trump cheat card. Code there.
Well, I'm going for
for the emotional vote.
I've got
and I've gone with fucking Bachelor Super Noodles with a doggy in it.
No, but I've gone for classic football. I've gone for comedy and I've gone for touching. I've gone for a triple threat.
All right, polls up, guys. Who's got the best top three of adverts? Please vote now.
Nice.
The Germany England Christmas ad was exceptional.
Mm.
Oh yeah, forgot about that. Yeah, that was a good one. True story as well.
It's very long.
Yeah, don't watch that.
But no, that is that's the end of the show today. It's a bit of a condensed one because we know the football's kicking off at 8.
Mm-hmm.
Plus we're a bit mid game week. So yeah. We are going to be back on Sunday. Do you know, can you make the show, Ash? Do you know?
No.
Not at all.
I'm not going to be here someday.
All right.
What? I can't be here on the final day. I can't be here.
It's terrible.
I know. I'm so sorry, guys. Unfortunately, I've got to go and make some Robinson squash for my son and take him to his presentation. I do.
You could make meats at 3 o'clock.
Wait, what?
What time's trophy?
4.
Great. So you can come in at 11 and we can do 11 till 1.
11 till 1?
Yeah.
Yeah, I could probably do that.
There we go. He's back. Just like that. He's back.
Wait, are we being joined?
Yes. So, beyond the sidelines,
Team Ash
may well be joining us. So, I need to confirm that. I was just waiting for you to confirm.
Oh, okay.
Although now you're coming, I don't know if I want to share Craig with you. So.
Craig's mine.
So we'll see. But I need to see how many of the boys are around. But yeah, hopefully a little simulcast. Is that a word?
A what?
Like a
simulcast.
What's that? Yeah, mean? I knew something.
Who did you play for?
Simulcast is a Slovakian international.
I thought so. Striker. Joshua Simulcast.
No, so we'll work it all out. But yeah, we're going to be joined by the boys from Beyond the Sidelines, I believe. I just need to confirm everything with them. And yeah, a bit of a juice slash Beyond the Sidelines.
What time is that going to be starting? Do we know?
Well, we're probably 2 hour show before deadline.
Yeah. Deadline's at when?
There used to be a show that went on. No, it's not till 4.
All right, okay. Say what you're about to. What was he going to say?
Well, there used to be a show, didn't there? That
what?
Before deadline. That
what, like an award winning one?
No, that can't be right.
Yeah.
Because I watched it once. Shit. No. Only joking. Only joking. Right, so deadline's 2:30.
Yeah.
So do you think we go 11:30 to 2:30? 12:30 to 2:30?
2:30, 3. Yeah, that could work.
Gives you time?
Yeah, right, I think so.
Perfect. We'll confirm everything on the socials, but yes, that sounds about right.
Does indeed. Shout out to everyone that's joined us tonight for the draft. Hope you've enjoyed the show.
Get that off the screen.
Don't forget, it's all for charity. It's all for fun. It's all for vibes. Make sure you donate whatever you can afford using the links. Please, guys, try and raise as much money for charity as we can. And are we live streaming this event, Jimmy?
We are!
Of course. Fantastic. So for everyone that can't get make it down to Barnet, make sure you check out the live stream because we'll be doing some punditry, some commentary, and some on-pitchery throughout the whole of the show. So it should be good.
Got the captain's armbands ready.
Yes, mate. Fella, get that WhatsApp group set up for my team so we can absolutely just start just ripping these guys.
I've got Trophy Mo, my manager. So we'll be in discussions as the owner. I'm going to be very much like the Nottingham Forest owner. I will be Malinakis. Storming that pitch.
I'm going to be like...
Remonstrating with
I'm going to be
Mo.
Like the Spurs manager. I'm going to be selling off all our top assets.
Terrible, but might win. Oh, Daniel Levy. Not the manager.
The you chairman, mean, yeah.
The chairman, Daniel Levy.
Chairman.
All right, you're Levy.
Yeah.
And I might be that nutter. Who's the one up in... Who used to manage Hearts? He chopped and changed every 5 minutes.
Oh, I don't know. Is that? I don't know. Anyway, it'll be fun.
Looking forward to it.
Great show, guy. Thanks, James. Trophy says, ready, mate. Love it. Good. Sideline boys were great. Brilliant. Thank you so much, guys. Enjoy your evening. Enjoy the football. And we'll see you on Sunday. Bye, Felicia.
See you then. Bye.